The heartless details of the Millie Dowler case are worth repeating. Murdoch's news people are accused of hacking the cell phone of the 13-year-old after she was abducted. Then it gets even more cruel. The tabloid, News of the World, then reportedly deleted messages so her mailbox would keep providing new material to print. For six grueling months, the mailbox activity gave her family false hope that she was still alive.
After this statement, I will be meeting the family of Millie Dowler. None of us can imagine what they have gone through. But I do know this. They, like everyone else in this country, want their politicians, all of us, to bring this ugly chapter to a close and ensure that nothing like it can ever happen again.
Dan Rivers is in London. Dan, tell us about today's meeting.
Well, it's the last of a series of meetings that the Dowler family have had. They've already met the Deputy Prime Minister and the leader of the political opposition here. Today they'll meet David Cameron, the Prime Minister, and I'm sure they will outline the same points that the media, basically, and particularly the tabloid media, specifically News of the World, are completely out of control, according to this family, who have been subjected to the most horrendous amount of extra suffering and pain on top of the terrible times that they've already been through because of journalists hacking into the voicemail of their murdered 13-year-old daughter. And it was this story, really, that caused this whole phone hacking story to explode here in the UK. There was such a massive backlash of public opinion against the News of the World, and then since then, the allegations have just got worse and worse for News International, the company that owns this newspaper. Suggestions now that victims of 9/11 may also have been targeted, something that Senator Jay Rockefeller has brought up as well. So this is a story that is growing, that is now transatlantic in nature, and one that is changing the kind of political landscape here massively as well, because in the past, all politicians here were clamoring to be as close to Rupert Murdoch as possible. Now, the very opposite seems to be the case.
Checking stories cross-country in California, police arresting Rodney King for suspicion of driving under the influence. You remember King was brutally beaten by officers during a traffic stop in 1991, a case that sparked the infamous L.A. riots just a year later. Woonsocket, Rhode Island, police say a college cheerleader may have saved his own life by using a tumbling move after falling four stories off a building. Dylan Smith did a backflip and landed on his feet. He suffered a broken pelvis. And take a look at this stash.